The president didn't seem to be speaking to many outside of his base last night in Phoenix, but even as his approval ratings have declined and GOP leaders have publicly questioned his leadership, the Republican National Committee continues to rake in donations. In 2017, the RNC has raised $62 million, while the DNC has taken in only $32.5 million or so. So what's working so well for the GOP? Ryan Williams is a Republican strategist and former spokesman for Mitt Romney's 2008 and 2012 presidential campaigns, and he joins me now. I guess being the party in charge of all the marbles, Ryan, works.
It certainly does. Being in power is a very powerful fundraising tool, and the Republican National Committee has vastly outraised the Democrats, which I think is in part to the fact that there is a lack of trust in the DNC, that the Democratic base seems to be upset with the leadership there after the way that they perceive the DNC rigged the system for Hillary Clinton. So I think there's a bit of an apathy towards the DNC, but the RNC is bringing in money, I think, largely because we have control of the Congress, we have control of the White House, and donors are interested to be a part of that by giving money to the National Committee.
Even in the face of a lot of discouraging news.
Yes, and I think that's due in large part to the hope that if we have a well-funded political apparatus, we can get some things done here with the control of the White House and the Congress. I'm not so sure that's going to work given the behavior of the president, but donors are interested in giving when there's a chance at you know, accomplishing political goals that they support. So that's why I think we've seen such significant fundraising numbers for the RNC.
The Republican National Committee is something quite apart from President Trump. He's just not a party guy historically. Does that change things? Does that make it difficult to keep the lines of communication clear and sort of the what's what clear as the party looks ahead to a 2018 midterm and gets ready eventually for 2020?
Well, you're right about the fact that Donald Trump is not really a party guy. He was a Democrat who has taken a variety of different positions that vary from the traditional Republican base issues. But when you're the president, you're the leader of the party. The RNC serves President Trump, and the RNC is altering itself to fit his agenda and his positions. And that puts, I think, the RNC not at a difference with Trump. I think it puts them at a difference with some of the members of Congress who are more traditional Republicans. They are going to toe the Trump line. So, you know, this spat we've seen over the Confederate monuments in Charlottesville, the RNC is not criticizing President Trump, and they probably never will because they serve the president.
You use that word non-traditional, and I recall that last night the president did something very unusual. It's normal protocol for presidents of all parties to sort of stay out of state races until the situation is clarified by a primary. Donald Trump, for whatever reason, is not following this tradition.
One vote away, I will not mention any names. Very presidential, isn't it? Very presidential. And nobody wants me to talk about your other senator, who's weak on borders, weak on crime, so I won't talk about him.
Trump has publicly called out Senator Jeff Flake, and here, without mentioning his name, and drawn attention to one of his fringe primary opponents. How unusual is it for a sitting president to go after a senator from his own party in this way?
It's unheard of, not just to get involved in a primary race, but to openly target a sitting member of the Senate, even if there are disagreements. Presidents before have realized that it's in their best interest to have as many members of their party in office, and the best way to do that is to get your incumbents reelected. This is so counterproductive when you control all houses of Congress and you have a Republican president in the White House to focus on petty inter-party fights instead of working with your members on the Hill to advance an agenda. It does not seem the president is capable of doing that.
He is, continue on the untraditional thread, running for re-election, as legally he was running for re-election almost from the time he took the oath of office for his first term. Apart from the politics of it and apart from the novelty of it, is it good for fundraising, for energizing the Republican base to have a president who 7 months in is already running for re-election?
I think it's good for fundraising and revving up the base in the short term, but it's bad for him in the long term. People want to see their presidents get results. And when the president is holding campaign rallies, not focused on doing the job of governing this early in his term, we're only 6-7 months into this term, it really hurts your ability to drive a legislative agenda. And if you have no accomplishments to run on down the road in 4 years, that makes re-election very, very difficult. I think that the president is doing these rallies not out of any kind of strategy. I think it just makes him feel good. I think that's why they put him out here to do these rallies. This rally last night really made no sense politically. The president had just given the night before a very somber and, by Trump standards, a fairly serious speech on Afghanistan policy. And he comes out the next day and steps all over his message and ruins it with this kind of off-the-rails campaign rally that meanders from one controversial statement about Confederate statues to pardoning Sheriff Arpaio to attacking Jeff Flake. It makes no sense politically. It gets his base revved up, but if he's going to improve his numbers right now, his favorability numbers, which are very low at this point for a first-term president, he needs to go beyond the base, and this does nothing, these rallies, to do that.
That's Ryan Williams. He's a Republican strategist, the former spokesman for Mitt Romney's 2008 and 2012 presidential campaigns. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.